believe.
Russell.
Hi.
Russell.
Good morning.
Russell.
This will be painless.
Russell.
You want to bet?
Three grants this morning. The first one is the Lower Delaware Autism Foundation.
That's me. I'd like to give $1,500. We normally buy a table and donate it back, even though it has been done yet, but they can certainly use the money. So I'd like to add my human grant, not human grant,
community.
Your previous amount was 12.
Oh, I don't want to.
Yep.
Okay.
And not last year?
$1,200.
I'll kick it.
Okay.
Sure. Just from my discretionary account.
Okay. You just, okay.
Community improvement.
Community reinvestment. Okay, a motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to allow $1,500. How are you dividing it up?
Mm-hmm.
12 and 3.
Wait.
12 and 3, 1,200, 300 from their community reinvestment money.
So she said
300 from Mr. Phillips, 1,200 from Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Is this community development?
Yes.
Yes.
Community investment.
Community investment.
Wasn't there any kind of definition for community investment? I thought it was more like, I didn't know if it was for organizations like this. This is usually comes out of our other discretionary funds like.
It was used last year as the same division.
Okay. Okay, with that, we have a motion. Mr. Cole?
I guess it's right if it was used last year. Yes.
Mr. Absolutely. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones? Mr. Jones, yes. I'm voting. Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I voted yes.
The second grant, Sussex Miles Dental Care, are also on the human service grant request, which is coming next week, and that's the typical grant they usually get, except in 01 they did get Council Manic that was split. So I can just include them next week in the human service grant.
When would that funding be available to them? Not till July?
No, we'll pay it. As soon as it's approved, we'll get to work paying it, but there's like 90-some organizations on that list, so...
So your recommendation is waiting?
That's what my recommendation is.
And how much money did you allocate for them?
Typically, they get $1,000. They requested $13,000, but we normally give them $1,000 a year.
Okay. So, Robin, next week, grants.
It's on the agenda for next week.
Yeah, I mean, they wrote a letter. They were, you know, they're a countywide organization. Mm-hmm. Helps low-income people with, and children, I think it is, mostly with their dental care, right?
And at the Stokely Center, low-income, right. Yes. They did get a Council Manic in 01, 200 each. But
that's
typically they're human service.
Right, but $1,000 doesn't do a lot of dental work. But anybody interested in doing a $200 each for the Sussex Smiles and still give them the other $1,000 because they're looking for $13,000? Any consensus on that? I'll make that motion. We give $200 each.
I'll second it.
There you go.
To Mr. Cole, second Mr. Jones, to give $200 each from Council Manic grant funding for Sussex Smiles Dental Care Incorporated. And next week they'll be on the Human Services grant for another $1,000. Questions?
Made it pretty quick.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
The last grant is for the Downtown Seaford Association for the Christmas Parade. That's typically a Council Manic grant between Mr. Dukes and Mr. Phillips.
What did I do?
We gave
year?
600, 500 Mr. Dukes, 100 Mr. Phillips.
Guess he's not in the parade.
That's what we did last year. We've done something a little bit different every year.
I don't know why he did it.
A weak moment.
I make a motion to give $600 to Mike Council Manic to the Downtown Seaford.
Motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Phillips to give $600 from his Council Manic grant funding to the Downtown Seaford Association for a parade. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I'll be a yes.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sue.
Introduction to proposed ordinances. Mr. Griffin.
We have one. It is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a C1 general commercial district and an AR1 agricultural residential district to an HR RPC high density residential district residential plan community for a certain parcel lying and being in Indian River 100 Sussex County containing 28.75 acres. It is a change of zone 1614 Carillion Square Homes LLC.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. That's all of them. Any additional business before council? Any additional business before council? Come forward, please. State your name, organization, and
Good morning.
Good morning.
David Ring, Superintendent for the Del Mar School District. Appreciate the moment this morning to share a few thoughts. Also with me today are members of the Board of Education. On October 16th, I met with Jeff Clark from LandTech Land Planning and Dr. Dane Brandenberger, who was hired by LandTech to conduct a study with respect to the Blackwater Creek development in relation to the Del Mar School District. Following the October 16th meeting, I had faxed a letter to the Honorable Lynn Rogers, and on October 17th received a response from Lawrence Lank, Planning and Zoning, with respect to concerns and issues that I raised in my initial letter. And in his letter, he asked me to respond either on or before October 23rd in relation to today's meeting. We could not get on the agenda, but I felt it was important, as well as the board, to be here. And I'd like to read you a letter that I did fax yesterday to Honorable Lynn Rogers as well. As I mentioned, on the 16th of October, I did meet with Jeff Clark and Dr. Brandenberger, who was hired to complete a study concerning the student population and growth for the Del Mar School District. Accompanying me were Del Mar Board President Herbert Wright, Vice President Sean Brittingham, and Board Member Joanne Gum. The purpose of the meeting was to review the study entitled An Evaluation and Estimate of the Student Enrollment and Financial Impact of the Blackwater Creek Development on Del Mar School District for the period of 06 through 2013. Although the study indicates statistical data that reflects student population for the Del Mar elementary, middle, and senior high schools, it also needs to be stated that the data was scientifically developed by numerical estimations and conclusions based on a variety of assumptions. The study concerns itself with three major issues. The first is the supposed number of children who would reside in the development, and consequently the second issue is the likely impact of student enrollment for the Del Mar elementary, middle, and senior high schools. And finally, the third issue is the potential tax revenue generated for the district by the development. As a school superintendent, the question of school construction and funding becomes my ultimate concern. Providing quality education and a safe and orderly environment that is conducive to a learning requires more than just tax revenue. It requires funding a new building, including infrastructure that would encompass the overall needs of the entire community. The Del Mar District is the focal point of the community and a center for town activities. The school has a rich tradition of academic excellence and a superior rating given by the Department of Education. The environment is welcoming and encourages a spirit of ingenuity that is reflected in staff, students, and parents. It is my responsibility to safeguard these traditions and uphold the need for a quality education. At the present time, there is no financial structure that can assist a school district with school construction other than funding from the state or local taxpayers. Del Mar does have a high tax rate within Sussex County, and to impose a higher tax rate for the residents of Del Mar, I think it would grossly be unfair. Without assistance from the county or state, the school district is left to either hold a referendum to raise taxes, to issue the sale of bonds, or to transfer monies from local debt services. Our present building is beyond full capacity. Our middle school enrollment is moving upward, and the present building is only 6 years old. We are adding a 6-classroom addition to the middle school and a 2,000 additional square feet to the cafeteria in order to accommodate the population. Blackwater Developments estimates 637 additional students beginning in 2008, and the estimation is 81 students per year, with a final count of 637 in 2015. A funding mechanism, I believe, needs to be in place in order for the district to strategically plan and work side by side with student counts, the developers, and the builders. Presently, school districts stand alone as developers forge ahead with elaborate plans and homes, which is all well and good. However, a community encompasses more than housing, which I think you would agree with. It requires an infrastructure that speaks to the good of the community, a place to live, to learn, and to recreate. Today, I speak on behalf of the Del Mar School District and voice my concerns and request your assistance with any possible future funding policies and changes that would ultimately enhance the community. It is my hope that the contents of today's briefing are not viewed as a threat or attempting to undermine the present elected officials of the county, but rather a chance to air my concerns and also the concerns of the district, which are apparently affecting other counties and other school districts within the state. Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Ring?
Yes.
I understood that basically that what you were reading was your letter of October 23rd, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, sir.
Since this matter was not on council's agenda today, we really can't engage in an open discussion with you about the issue.
I understand.
In order to do that, we would have had to put that on the agenda, but
absolutely.
I just wanted to tell you that your two letters, one of the 17th of October and one that you just read of yesterday, will be entered in the record of the Blackwater proceedings, as Mr. Lank had indicated to you. And I just wanted you to know that the record is still open. So
correct.
These two correspondences will be made part of the record.
Thank you.
And he does have those.
Jim, if the record is still open, so they could come back next week and as we put it back on and discuss any of this? So
well,
have
I mean,
asked, if there's any questions to be asked?
We asked for their comments in writing, and they've given them both in writing and orally. Essentially, I think we should limit it to that and not...
We can't ask for any kind of clarification, any questions? It's still
I don't
open.
Think you should today. It's not on our
no,
agenda.
Not today. I'm asking about the future. Now, I'll agree with you
what you do for a future meeting is you can certainly put it on the agenda, but...
For your own good, don't say anything.
But, you know, we really don't need to discuss it further today. We've received their comments, which... Mr. Lank asked.
Is it, okay, then let me ask, is it the consensus then that Mr. Rogers, the president?
Can we talk about this?
Well, no, we put it on the agenda. When we put it on the agenda, I'd like to know, and for their sake, that they're, since they're here, will it be on for discussion?
Well, there's a difference whether it would be a continuation of a public hearing or whether it would be council discussing it. And I think it's something that we all should talk about possibly before we try to make a decision about when it's going to be placed on the agenda.
Well, my concern is it was a 2-2 vote just to, you know, to be able to give them the opportunity to do this. It could have been that they didn't even have this opportunity.
They came and they've had the opportunity, and it's part of the record.
We have an opportunity also to ask questions, Jim. We're
not
the
today,
county council.
Not
today.
Well,
today.
You
then
can,
I
you can
know,
certainly
well,
ignore what I'm advising.
No, I'm not ignoring today. I'm saying I want to know, is there going to be an opportunity for this council to
possibly
ask some
Possibly. Yes.
I could find. Can I find that out now?
Well, I don't really think we need to discuss
we'll discuss it.
It's not on the agenda.
Sir, I want to thank you for taking your time and making your
appreciate
comments.
Appreciate
it.
Thank
and,
you for coming. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
I'm trying to keep getting the FOIA violation here.
Okay. And with that, we will. Any other additional business before council?
It's a stretch, Jim. Make it.
No other additional business? Oh, the lady was blocking you. The lady was blocking you. Didn't see you.
I'll be right back. I got a call.
That's Danny Cordy pound pick up his pension.
Just retired.
I helped him too.
Come on, keep coming.
No, I ain't got nothing to say until he gets in this door.
Talk about turkeys or something.
I'll talk about turkeys. You're sitting right there. My name is Dan Kramer.
Well, I need to come back.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you do, because I ain't leaving until you're sitting there.
Mr. Kramer.
I'll tell you what I want to know. Why are you still here?
You fought him before?
Huh?
You fought him before?
I'm going to tell you something. I recall about 8 years ago, we had this fellow, he was going to come in here and he was going to clean the house. And he was going to come in here and he was going to remove Stickles and everybody else, how bad they were. Yeah, well, Stickles is still here and he's going to walk out of here on his own 2 feet, on his own 2 terms. In fact, the contract was supposed to be looked at. I ain't never seen a piece of the contract. His contract, by the way.
It's locked up.
Huh?
It's locked.
It doesn't matter whether it's locked or not. It's still public information. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, it's like this here.
He'll give it to you Friday night when you come to dinner then.
It'll be a cold day, me being there Friday night.
Do you want to hug him before he leaves?
I'm going to tell you what. He's going to be more here than he was before.
Well, he'll be sitting with you then.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's like this here.
You got to dress like
he can't leave because he's been attached to this building so long.
You got to wean him.
You got to wean him out of here. But you know what? When he gets working with his new company, he'll still be here.
He's not allowed to come back for a year, right, Bob?
Let me tell you something. You think that's going to happen? be a cold day, too, because you guys, I know how you guys operate. Oh, we'll just pick up the phone and we'll call Mr. Stickles. Oh, Mr. Stickles, hey, what are we supposed to do today? We're supposed to kiss that turkey today or not?
We don't do that if it's off.
And don't you tell me you don't do it. How many times has he called three or four of you on the phone, which is totally illegal to do, but he's done it?
I thought you were here to praise Mr. Stickles.
Praise him? I'm praising him. Right out the door.
You were doing good.
Thank you. And have a good time in your retirement. But I tell you what, good riddance with bad rubbish.
Thank you, Mr. Kramer.
Excuse me.
We got to go in executive session. Do we?
Yeah.
7:30
executive session.
No, only if it's needed. What is it?
It's needed.
What do we need it for?
Two items.
You need it for pending litigation and personnel.
And land acquisition.
Not land acquisition. Do we?
Yes.
All three of them. If you make a motion.
I have a motion by Mr. Cole, please state in your motion
all the three purposes.
Mr. Cole made a motion. Make a motion and we go into executive session for pending litigation, land acquisition, and personnel. Is that enough?
Thank you.
Perfect. I'll second that.
Motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Jennings, Sussex County Council to go into executive session for the purpose of discussion.
Give me one last time.
Pending litigation, land acquisition, and personnel.
Aye.
Question? Remember? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same time. Stand in session. Shoo.